We have an extra day this year, so why not some extra trivia? It's February 29th, and that means we can have some leap day trivia. For a bonus episode, I have 10 questions about people that were born or died on this day, plus some events that happened on this day in history, plus a question about the day itself. Good luck. Number 1. Born on this day in 1904, what band leader and jazz clarinetist recorded hits with "I'm Glad There Is You" and "It's the Dreamer in Me"? Jimmy Dorsey. Number 2. Born on Leap Day in 1968, what cartoonist ended his 20-year run of Schlock Mercenary in 2020? Howard Taylor. Number 3. What Italian composer, born on February 29th, 1792, would become famous with American audiences when his composition was used as the theme music to The Lone Ranger? Gioacchino Rossini. The music is the overture from his final opera, Guillaume Tell. Number 4. Passing away on February 29th, 2012, what member of the Monkees earned a Tony nomination for his performance of the Artful Dodger in Oliver? Davy Jones. Number 5. Dying of a gunshot wound on February 29th, 1908, what lawman is credited with bringing down Billy the Kid? Pat Garrett. Number 6. Signed 4 years ago today, the Doha Accord was signed between what two parties engaged in Afghanistan? The United States and the Taliban. The then government of Afghanistan was not included in the negotiations. Number 7. On this day in 1980, what hockey player with the Hartford Whalers scored a record-setting 800th goal? Gordie Howe. He retired with 801 goals to his credit. Number 8. Coming into force on February 29, 1796, the Jay Treaty led to 10 years of peace between the United States and what other nation? Great Britain. The treaty was negotiated by John Jay, who would become the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Number 9. Getting her statue on Leap Day in 1940, who was the first African American to win an Academy Award? Hattie McDaniel. She won for her role as Mammy in Gone with the Wind. Number 10. When will the next skipped leap year be? The year 2100. They are skipped on years divisible by 100, but not divisible by 1,000. How'd you do? I hope you make the most of this year's bonus day. I'll see you back here next Wednesday when we officially kick off Season 6. This has been the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. You can learn more about the podcast at dorkygeekynerdy.com. You can support the show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This show was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.